B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Are you super suspicious, as I said before? people are hitting us on text, tweeting us at the MRL Show. I meant to say superspicious.
Superstitious.
Superspicious.
No, superstitious.
But it is Friday the 13th. And Roy, you said that it's a special Friday the 13th.
It is, because we have a full moon tonight.
Isn't it like a harvest moon or a blood moon or some crazy thing,
Don't
too?
Know about that, but I know that the next time that we're going to have a full moon on Friday the 13th is like in 30 years from now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I won't make that.
Yeah, you will. You'll be like 80-something, right?
I'll be 74, thank you very much.
Okay.
Oh, 70-something.
Yeah. I'll be at Carowinds tonight. Scarowinds opens.
Ooh.
So we'll be out there for the opening of Scarowinds on Friday the 13th. But, yeah, I mean, like, are you so superstitious that, like, you won't even go out today because it's Friday the 13th with that harvest moon?
Let's talk with Erica and Rock Hill. Erica, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Room Morning Show.
Hey.
All right, Erica, are you superstitious?
I am a little bit, not about the things that y'all listed earlier, but when I would have an interview and I would tell people that I had an interview, they would tell me good luck before the interview, and then not getting the job, I just started to believe that their good luck jinxed me and not getting the job. So I just stopped telling people that I had interviews.
It's like such a double-edged sword, too, because, you know, the secret is out, where you're supposed to, like, put the good energy into the universe and say, like, hey, I'm going to get this job or whatever. And then you have something like that happen, and you're like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't say anything.
Right.
I wouldn't say that I'm very superstitious. The one thing I do is knock. Like, I'll knock on wood if I say, like, okay, I've never broken a bone.
I do that, too.
And then before I get on an airplane, I knock on the outside of the plane.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's my superstitions. Thanks, Erica.
Let's talk with Shirley in Charlotte.
Hi.
Hello. You have a cool story.
Yeah, I'm not superstitious because 13 is the lucky number. I got married on a Friday the 13th, and I married a Jason.
Oh, wow.
And then my nephew was born on, Jesse Miller was born on Friday the 13th.
Do you live near a lake by chance?
No.
But we are moving. Thanks, Shirley. That's awesome.
She's like, and my subdivision's called Crystal Lake. Mm-hmm.
And my husband plays hockey. He's the goalie.
All right, this is Victoria and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, guys. My favorite radio show.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm superstitious. Because, like, even at church, like, I tell my kids, don't walk between the poles. Or, like, I don't have our beds facing a window. Because, you know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Never face to the north. And also another thing is I don't put our pictures on the mantle because I heard it like burned your people's souls or something.
What?
You just, I mean, opened a whole can of things for me.
I know.
You said a lot of things I've never heard of.
My mom was like superstitious about growing up, so I kind of followed it.
Yeah.
I didn't know that your beds weren't supposed to face the windows.
Well, yeah.
I don't even understand.
It like brings in everything else that's outside or something.
So you're normally superstitious as it is, but like today being Friday the 13th, Victoria, does that just add to it?
It just adds my nervousness, I guess, especially with the full moon. But no, like I always do everything that my mom taught me. Like
read off a couple of those things, Roy, that we talked about earlier. The superstitious things, like break a mirror, freaks you out.
Yeah,
it does. I don't walk under ladders.
Black cats.
Yeah, no. And then I pray.
I pray when I see a crime, like, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Do you see what?
A crime?
When I see a crow.
A crow.
Yeah. I say, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
I thought she said a crime. I was like, hopefully you're calling 911.
What about the cracks?
In God's hands.
Cracks on the sidewalk.
Yeah. Those don't really bother me.
Really?
Like, you break your mom's back. No.
Yeah, but she got back pain.
Victoria's
like, mom's on her own.
Yeah. It's like, she gave me so much burden that I just don't, I can't, enough is enough. All right,
I'm
happy
sorry.
Happy Friday the 13th. Have a great day, Victoria.
All right, this is Amanda in York.
I was calling because I'm so superstitious, but I love Friday the 13th.
So what? Why is Friday the 13th different for you?
It always seems we have good luck today.
Ah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. You have good luck on a day like this.
I know. Yeah, we don't walk under ladders, rock a rocking chair unless you're in it, walk around in one shoe, none of that. But we love today.
I didn't know the rocking chair thing either.
Yeah, how come everyone's having these ones I've never heard of?
It was something my meemaw always told me.
I wonder why you don't rock a rocking chair with somebody out with when
not
it's empty.
Not sure on that one. I should have asked on some of them, to be honest.
And meemaw's not here to give you answers. She's just here to tell you what
she's
not to
not.
Do.
Yeah, she's not.
I want to come up with funny superstitions that make no sense.
All right.
Like, I go hunting for lightning bugs with my right shoe. You know, like, don't do that. Just come up with a weird.
That would be awesome.
Roy enters his car through his trunk on Friday the 13th. It's so strange.
Mm-hmm. I open up the mailbox seven times.
Thanks, Amanda. Somebody's going to be born today that's listening to us. Somebody's, on their way to the hospital to give birth. Somebody celebrating a birthday, anniversary. It's all a big deal today on Friday the 13th. Really, really crazy. All right, enjoy. Happy Friday the 13th, everyone.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.